Hello, everyone. We are here talking with Tom Kovic, who is the president of Victory Collegiate Consulting. And we are going to talk a little bit about the recruiting process and just how early it's starting nowadays. And just to start off here, Tom, why don't you say hello to our listeners?
Hi, Greg, and hi, everybody out there with College Gym fans. Great to be here.
And it's great to chat with you today. So let's start off by leveling or saying something that will level the playing field here, so to speak. Is it my impression that recruiting is happening earlier and earlier? Are we just imagining things?
No, I don't think you're imagining things. And, Greg, it takes me back to when I was a junior and a senior in high school, a long time ago. But, I was a two-sport athlete. I grew up in Long Island. And, I didn't start the recruiting process until May of my senior year in high school. And you talk about starting late. Well, I did it. And, I'm a blessed guy. I was able to get a full scholarship to Temple University for both gymnastics and track and field. So, going back a couple of decades to start in the senior year was fine, but the process has accelerated, I think, to the point where it's a real good idea for sophomores and families to begin to at least put their plans together for the college search.
I've heard through back channels that even eighth graders are being identified and targeted, as well as obviously freshmen now. This is something that, from just observing other sports, usually only happens in football and basketball. Do you see it? Because I know you consult with all types of sports and in other sports as well. And really, what's driving this?
Yeah, and I think I read months ago about a an eighth grader receiving a verbal offer in basketball from Syracuse, and I was thinking to myself, I couldn't tie my shoes in eighth grade, let alone make a decision as important as what college or university I was going to likely attend. But it is happening, and basically. From a college coaching standpoint, evaluations are critical in their recruiting process, and it's very easy for college coaches to get out there to watch, in this case, AAU tournaments or whatever it happens to be, in order to get a grip on where these kids will potentially be when they're in high school and moving towards the college ranks. But as long as college coaches can get out there and observe kids early on, there's really no restrictions at this point in time to making these verbal offers. You don't see it happening as much in sports like gymnastics, but with sports like football and basketball, it's becoming more common.
So, what can the parents and the athletes themselves do to get prepared? Is it just a simple matter of starting earlier in the process, starting your sophomore year, or start thinking your freshman year, whereas before you used to wait until you were a junior or senior?
Well, I think that it's a three or four step process, Greg. And one, I really think that families and kids have the opportunity to begin to build an information base, an educational base to how this process works. Try to get an idea of just what NCAA procedures are going to come into play as they move forward in the recruiting process. The second thing that they can do is begin to establish long-term goals. Maybe our kids don't know exactly what they want to major in as far as their college experience is concerned, or what geographic location they want to be in. But this is a fun part of the process where they can begin to at least look out and start to determine what's important at their in their lives at this point in time. The third thing is really planning. And like anything else that's important in our lives, I think it's important to have at least a general plan put together before they begin to march forward. And the final component is to have fun. When you break this down, this decision that our kids are going to be making is probably one of the most important life decisions they will make. and to have an enjoyable experience, I think, is critical to the success in their recruiting effort.
So I think you made reference to it. You know, you're really making a decision that's going to have an influence on the rest of your life. So what other considerations really do they need to think about in terms of how life may change and how to make the best decision?
Well, you know, you have to be fluid in this process and realize that, you know, where you start as a sophomore and where you feel that you have clarity in where this recruiting process is going to take you could very well change through your junior year and into your senior year. And to be able to realize that flexibility and change is okay. That being said, it's all part of a growing experience. It's all part of an educational experience, one that includes mom, dad, obviously the prospect, the club coach, guidance counselor in high school, and it's a growing experience that just continues to surge through the senior year.
How often do you see if a prospective student athlete, say who was a junior or a sophomore, says they really want to become this or graduate or major in this particular field, how often do you see them actually ending up with that degree? Is it 100% of the time, 50% of the time?
You know, I would say that it's still pretty rare for a sophomore or even a junior to have a real firm idea of just what their major is going to be. But, Greg, I will tell you this. Kids these days, they're just sharper, they're brighter, and they're more self-aware. So even if they don't have a keen idea to what specific major they're going to choose, they've got a good idea of where they're strong academically, where they're strong personally, and have a general idea of what direction they want to move towards, whether it's math and the engineering field or sciences and the medical field. You know, our kids are just downright sharper these days, and I think that's a great quality.
So kind of along in that vein, in other sports, like as I mentioned before, football and basketball, we see recruits change their mind all the way up until the day of signing. Do you think we're going to get to that point in gymnastics with an increase in decommits?
I see that happening more in sports like football and basketball, Greg. Personally, I don't see that happening in our sport, in the sport of artistic gymnastics. And, you know, that really has to do with our culture, I think. And you know, I'm thankful to be part of that culture and have grown up through that culture. But, you know, the club coaches, the college coaches, they're men and women of integrity. And they teach their students, their athletes, that doing the right thing is really important, and that when you make a commitment to someone, that your word is your honor, and that goes a long way. Now, are there kids out there that do commit? Absolutely, and you know, for good reasons. But it's pretty rare in the sport of gymnastics.
So if we flip it on the other side, a lot can happen between an athlete's sophomore year in high school and the signing day and all the way up until the time they start school. What type of conditions are the schools putting in place because of that? It's kind of a two-way street. The athlete must honor their commitment, but the school wants to honor their commitment, but situations occur. So what are the types of things that might occur and what types of conditions are being put in place?
Well, you know, when you talk about the verbal commitment, simply put, Greg, it's a gentleman's handshake. And the coaches are basically giving their commitment to the athletes and the athletes back to the coach and to the institution. This can change moving forward until they actually sign the national letter of intent or they sign their agreement to attend the non-athletic scholarship institution. I think that you'll see more of a change or more of a shift happening on behalf of the athletes as compared to the college coaches. You know, when you break it down, you know, a college coach who changes his or her mind with a scholarship offer to an athlete. This might be helpful in the short run, but in the long term, it's something that could actually come back and haunt them. And it's important for college coaches to maintain that credibility, that integrity in their program moving forward.
Fortunately, I think in the sport of gymnastics, both of those situations, decommits and offers being withdrawn, are pretty rare and they're pretty extreme situations. So I think that is a positive that's an outcome of such an early start to the recruiting process. I would personally hate to see it if the situation became what it is in football and basketball, where people are being hounded all the way up until the day they sign. So just to move on then to another topic, and it's something that comes up really frequently with questions into the site, it's with regard to what happens if I start late? What should I do? What's the best advice? Should I be panicking if I'm not having an offer by the spring of my senior year, or even the start of my summer before my senior year?
Well, the one thing you want to try to do, Greg, is to avoid panicking. Obviously, at this point in time, are there less opportunities available? Well, the answer, truthfully, is yes. But just like any gymnastics season, you're gonna run through ups, downs, good competitions and bad, and everything in between. And I think that it's important that we try to define ourselves, our character, not so much by the good times or when things are going well, but really when our backs happen to be in the corner. And in this case, if junior prospects or even senior prospects at this point have not found their home, I think the best thing to do would be to regroup with the family, regroup with the club coach, and just put together a strategy moving from this step forward. Stay proactive in communication with the college coaches and provide them with continual updates, whether it's a academic resume or a YouTube video of the last few competitions. Simplify the process and try to avoid really cluttering your mind with negative feelings. Push that down and really put a positive effort in moving forward. It's going to be tough, but it can be done.
All right. I'd just like to wrap up right now by thanking you for this little call. We've run out of time, unfortunately, but we'll be back hopefully later on with another set of questions for you. Once again, thank you, Tom.
Greg, it's my pleasure, and I got to tell you that College Gym Fans is a great site. You provide terrific information for all the kids, families, and the coaches that are out there. Thanks for letting me be a part of it.
All right, thank you.